Well, as Dee was mentioning about whooping crosses, and he just floated the last one on it. It didn't really give Ali Gilchrist a chance to get any purchase on the header, but I think if he whoops this, and it'll certainly put pressure on the Bulls back four. Dangerous position. It's to the left of Stephen McLaughlin's goal.
Well, there's a three-man
wall. He's just aligning his wall.
Malin, is it Malin to go for nets on this one?
Yeah. It looks like Malin's going to take it. Jamie McDonough stepped up there, but it is Malin. Malin whips it into the front post. McLaughlin gets down well and saves and just keeps the ball in play to prevent the corner kick.
Back with Looney again after a pass from Breslin at the left back, who's in a very advanced position. Cross towards McCoy. That's found its way past Lupani, and an opportunity for Keith Ford, and that's great defending by Lupani, who's done an overhead kick to get it off the line. It looked like it was going to be 1-0, but it remains 0-0. Horgan to Malin, shouts of keep it on the ground from my left hand side as Malin runs into the 18-yard box, getting himself into some space to get the shot, oh! And it's 1-0 to Derry City. A fantastic finish from Stephen Malin in his first start for the club. It's Derry City 1, Bohemians 0.
And it's all Malin's own work we spoke about in the first half.
It's at sixes and sevens inside the 18-yard box for Derry City. Danny Mandrew picks it up, gets it back into the 18-yard box. Kieran Harkin can bring it away for Derry City. Adam Little up over the halfway line, he's playing it into the path of Walter Figuera. Walter Figuera closing in on the 18-yard box. It's Figuera versus McGuinness. Walter Figuera over the top. Derry City 2, Bohemians 0. I managed to keep me cool. I think that's game, set, and match. Derry City.
Well, so.
The ball's been cleared. It's just bobbling about on the centre of the park, and there it is. The referee brings proceedings to a stop. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 2, Bohemians 0.
Declan, 2-0, clean sheet, a one for Derry City. Fantastic night overall for you.
Very good night. Delighted for the players because, as I say, I thought they took a wee bit of a stick last week, and the character of them to come back tonight against a fantastic side was excellent. We had to dig deep because we had a lot of setbacks before and during the game. Kieran Hall failed a fitness test. Mark McChrystal, who would be normally our backup, was out injured. And then Ali Gilchrist playing unnaturally at left back was sensational and had to come off with concussion. So we had a lot of square pegs and round holes, and we have to understand that, you know, these players are giving everything, and I thought tonight at times we were very good, right? And the Bohemians were very good. But I think you've seen tonight the importance of the squad. You also seen Colin Horgan coming and doing a fantastic job at left back as a right-footed player. And I thought everybody worked extremely hard to get the 3 points in. And look, that's what it is. It's 3 points. We've got to build on this. We've got to get away now and get ourselves ready for Waterford.
You've been saying all week, Declan, that you believe in this bunch of players, that you have quality players, and you made changes to the team. And even when the subs come on in the second half, they've done the job tonight.
Absolutely. And I thought they'd done the job down on Dundalk. And I thought they'd done a decent job against Van Herps. And I'll continue to back this group of players because, you know, we have got good players. I believe in them. I know what I'm talking about when I say this because I see them every day. There's an expectation around this club at the minute that, you know, we have to be realistic with. We're only starting. I believe in the players here. But listen, everybody's chomping at the bit. Everybody's delighted to get the 3 points. But ultimately, we're going to strive to get better. And as I say, look, we'll enjoy tonight, but we get ready now for a very difficult game in Waterford.
We're always calling for more fans to come on the Brandywell, Declan. And for those fans that missed out tonight, there was two quality finishes from Derry City tonight.
Two great goals, two really good goals. But I thought we were very positive in the way we attacked at times. We dominated long periods of game. But listen, we had to sit in at times because of the setbacks I spoke about previously. Stephen Malin scored a wonderful goal, and the counter-attack leading to Walter Figueres' first league goal for this club was fantastic. But let's not underestimate the role the supporters played, because they really rocked this place. The support tonight was fantastic, very, very positive. The singing and the getting behind the team and being able to dig out, that's another late goal. It's another late goal. We're very good. We finish games really strong. And we never give up. And that tonight epitomises everything that Derry is about a city for me.
And just finally on Danny Lupano, he's slotted on the centre half, Declan, and has acrobatics to get it off the line to keep it in 0-0. Fantastic stuff.
19 years of age, he was outstanding, playing left-sided centre-back. But let's not underestimate the role Owen Toole played here tonight. Owen Toole tonight was sensational in the game. He was aggressive in his defending, but he was also very, very committed to driving us forward. a lot of good performances tonight. I'm not single anyone out, but collectively as a group, and I mean everybody in the squad, they really had a real desire tonight to get those 3 points, and I'm delighted for everyone on.
And happy with a week's rest now before the long trip to Waterford, another big test, Declan?
Big test, they're all big tests, you know, but the pleasing thing tonight was terrific character, because people were starting to doubt a wee bit, which is strange, because when we came in here a year ago, you know, there was doom and gloom everywhere. So tonight was a real positive for the players, because they showcased what they were about and the fight and desires, everything that I want from them.
And finally, how's Ali Gilchrist to come off with a knock on the head?
He's going to have a sore head in the morning. He's with the doctor at the minute, but you know, he was sensational at left back. Ali's been an unbelievable servant to this club. I think him and Owen Toole have been a rock over the last 12 months, and you know, hopefully he'll get it all clear over the weekend.